In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. During the Hajj season, the Kaaba, which is the secret to unity and dignity, and the symbol of monotheism and spirituality, hosts enthusiastic and hopeful individuals who converge on the birthplace of Islam from across the world in response to God Almighty's invitation. The Muslim Ummah can witness the compact image of its enormity and the diversity and the depth of faith in the hearts of the followers of this monotheist religion through the eyes of its representatives who have gathered here from all the four corners of the world, and to become familiar with this tremendous and unique asset. This self-rediscovery helps us Muslims to recognize and move toward our rightful place in today and tomorrow's world. The wave of Islamic awakening, which is spreading in today's world, is a reality that heralds a glorious future for the Muslim Ummah. When this powerful movement started 3 decades ago, after the triumph of the Islamic Revolution and the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran, our nation has been pressing ahead non-stop, removing obstacles on its way and achieving accomplishments. These accomplishments have led hegemonic powers to resort to more sophisticated tactics of hostility and make costly efforts to counter Islam. The enemy's extensive propaganda campaigns to promote Islamophobia are hasty attempts at sowing discord among Islamic faiths and fueling factional prejudices. Efforts to turn the Shias against the Sunnis and vice versa, to drive a wedge between Muslim governments, to play up differences and turn them into irresolvable conflicts, and the use of intelligence and spy agencies to promote corruption and depravity among the youth are all frantic reactions to the steady and firm steps taken by the Muslim Ummah toward awakening dignity and freedom. Today, unlike 30 years ago, the Zionist regime is no longer an invincible monster. Unlike 2 decades ago, the United States and the West are no longer the final decision makers in the Middle East. Unlike 10 years ago, nuclear know-how and other sophisticated technologies are not out of reach and far-fetched for the Muslim nations in the region. Today, the Palestinian nation is the symbol of resistance. The Lebanese nation has single-handedly shattered the Israeli regime's imposing facade and is the victor of the 33-day war. And the Iranian nation is the forerunner in moving towards the peaks. Today, the arrogant United States, the self-proclaimed ruler of the Islamic region and the main supporter of the Israeli regime, is bogged down in a quagmire that it created in Afghanistan. In Iraq, it is becoming isolated, where it's committed so many crimes against the Iraqi people. In disaster-stricken Pakistan, it's hated more than ever. Today, the anti-Islam front, which maintained a tyrannical rule over the Muslim nations and governments for 2 centuries and plundered their resources, is losing its influence and facing brave resistance from Muslim nations. And on the other hand, we see Islamic awakening growing and deepening day by day. This promising situation should, on the one hand, prompt us Muslim nations to keep moving ahead toward a glorious future, and on the other, keep us more alert than ever. This general address undoubtedly requires more commitments from religious scholars, political leaders, intellectuals, the elite, and the youth, and demands of them to make more efforts and remain at the forefront. It is stipulated in the Holy Quran that the Muslim Ummah was created to save humanity. The Muslim Ummah's main duty is to call to virtue and prohibit from vice, and to have unwavering faith in God. No virtue is better than rescuing nations from the demonic clutches of hegemonic powers. And no vice is worse than depending on and serving hegemonic powers. Today, helping the Palestinian nation and the besieged people of Gaza, sympathizing with and aiding the people of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, and Kashmir, resisting the encroachments of the U.S. and the Zionist regime, safeguarding unity among Muslims, and fighting the foul hands and mercenary tongues which seek to harm Muslim unity, and promoting awakening as well as a sense of commitment and responsibility among Muslim youth are great responsibilities on the shoulders of the elite in the Muslim Ummah. The glorious Hajj rituals show us the right path to carry out these responsibilities and urge us to redouble our efforts and redouble our work. Peace be unto you and unto every pious person, and so may be the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, November 8, 2010.